Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
Whatever you want here, to dial in toll-free at 855-450-FREE like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. We have the Discord call-in line rooms over at discord.lrn.fm. You can join us there. With you in the studio tonight, it's Ian.
And the captain.
We go to more of your calls and thoughts here. We had Trina on the line in Bloomington, Delaware, listening to WILM. Trina, you said that you've had some experience in the medical field with latex gloves specifically, and you were concerned that people are misusing them or, you know, not doing the best that they could. What is it that you wanted to share about that?
Yes. It's very important to realize this, and people don't, and it's a shame. They don't remember that a latex glove is just kind of like a replacement for your skin. If you cough, if you have a rubber glove on and you cough and you cover your mouth with your hand that has a glove on it, and then you touch something,
right,
you are still transmitting those germs onto that other surface that somebody else can get. Those latex gloves can protect you if you have a cut or a wound on your hand, but people don't realize that.
Yeah, they're not like antibacterial that kill the bacteria that touch the glove. Right.
Yeah. So when they're using these gloves and they have them on for hours, and then, you know, if they happen to touch their face anywhere, your eyes, your nose, or your mouth, and you haven't taken these gloves off and you have germs on these gloves, you're still susceptible to get sick.
And to spread it to other
guaranteed.
People.
Yeah. They're not a guarantee to keep you from getting sick. And the reason that the medical professionals are telling you to keep the safe distance of 6 feet is because when a person coughs or sneezes, it's like a rocket. It projects those germs that you can't necessarily see into the air. And if you breathe them in, that's why they're called airborne. If you breathe them in within that distance of where somebody just sneezed or coughed, and if they're sick, it's just like any other virus that causes a cold or the regular flu that people get year after year.
Do we know that the coronavirus is airborne?
I've heard that.
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah. Yes, that's why they're saying that. It's also something that lives on surfaces like the staphylococcus bacteria and all those.
Right.
So you can still get sick. So just if you're wearing gloves, just do not touch your face anywhere on your face unless you take the gloves off and then put a new pair of gloves on.
Right, yeah. Yeah, I mean, you would think that people would realize these things, but Trina, you're right. Thanks for the observations here tonight. I appreciate
and
it.
I have to say, as a human being, it is difficult to not touch my face.
Yeah, yeah, no doubt. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE like freedom. And again, if you are concerned about catching this thing, and I'm personally not, I mean, I don't know. They say it's airborne. Maybe they're telling the truth, whoever they are.
Right.
Maybe they're not telling the truth about how many people have it. Maybe it's more than what they're saying. Maybe it's less than what they're saying. I don't really know. But as far as what you think, it's your decision. If you don't want to go out, then don't go out. If you want to restrict your access to people, then restrict your access to people. You yourself can also put on latex gloves. Get yourself a couple boxes of those and go walk around with those on if you want to go out and about. I was just at the mailbox store today. I've got a private mailbox here in town in Keene. And, you know, they accept packages and things like that. And they had, like, a garbage can or a bin outside of the place with a sign on it that said, if you don't want to come in, you can just leave your package here in this bin. Like if you prepaid, so like with FedEx, you can preprint the label, put the label on the thing, and then you could just go and leave that in there, and they'll come out every now and then and clear it out and send the packages away. And there's other businesses that are also they're putting signage outside for customers. I was at Staples today as well.
Yeah.
If you want curbside service, you can call in or order online, and then you can just come by, pick it up, and call them, and they'll come out.
Yeah, the restaurants are doing the same thing.
And bring
similar
it to
stuff,
you.
Yeah.
So, you know, the market is responding to this situation, maybe because people are actually demanding it, or maybe because they're, you know, feeling like they have to, or else.
I mean, I can imagine they're hurting business-wise,
yeah,
you know.
Yeah, and I think people are buying all this propaganda that's out there, and I'm going to call it propaganda because it's all coming from official mouthpieces. Who knows what the truth actually is about this stuff, but I still don't know anyone with coronavirus. Do you?
I don't personally know anyone.
No, me neither. Now, that may change. Maybe this situation will get a lot worse, but as of so far, it doesn't seem to be any more threatening generally than a whole bunch of other things out there that we've lived with on this planet for a long time. Dr. Ron Paul wrote up an excellent article about his opinions about this. Mm-hmm. He calls it a hoax. Now, he's not saying that coronavirus isn't real. He's saying it's being blown out of proportion, is being used as an excuse to bring on more tyranny.
Yeah.
And I think he's absolutely right about that.
That's spot on.
So let's go to Jerome. He's in Charleston, South Carolina. Jerome, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian and Captain Kickass.
Just what the world needs in a time like this, more crazy-ass Republicans like Ron Paul, huh?
What do you think Ron Paul's crazy about?
Trump said that in the very beginning.
Well, Trump doesn't act like it. Trump doesn't act like he believes that because he's instituting martial law.
He doesn't act like it now, but he said... Oh, and his crazy son said, "Oh, this is just a hoax to bring his daddy down."
That's ridiculous.
He needs to stop telling this lie about some miracle drug.
No, Jerome, I'm sorry. You just need to stop listening to politicians, bro.
Did you see Fauci get up there and try to deny all of that?
No, because I don't worship at the altar of politics. I don't watch these people.
I don't care about what they say.
You say the same thing every time. You can't get away from this. You're finally talking about it. This stuff.
Dude, we've been talking about this for 2 weeks. We've been talking about this every single day. I don't know, maybe only get our Saturday show there, Jerome.
We don't get your show every day here.
Yeah, well, sorry. We've been talking about this every single day. We are live 7 nights a week, so if you want to listen online, you're always welcome to do that at freetalklive.com.
He needs to stop with the lie about the miracle cure that they came up with all this experimental stuff.
What if there's a cure for this? I ain't taking it. I don't want some government injection. I don't want whatever the hell it is they want to put in my veins. No, thank you. Not interested.
Hey, if there's a cure, let them try it on him first.
There you go, Jerome.
Now you're talking some sense, Jerome. Yeah.
That's what a good leader does, is they step out and they do it first.
Yep.
Let them try it on Don Jr. and his girlfriend that he left his wife with 5 kids for. Let them try it on them first.
So, Jerome, do you feel the same way about gun control? Like, if there are some people that say that folks having guns is bad, then, well, I think the government should lead by example and disarm the police first.
Hey, man, I stay away from guns. We got a lot of crazy people in this country, okay?
How are you going to protect yourself from them?
People.
How do you protect yourself from crazy people with guns?
Man, look, I stay
You're going to call the cops?
Man. I said, oh, yeah, right.
Well, then what are you going to do?
What are you going to do? Just cower?
No. Hey, look, I stay away from gun-toting people.
He's going to use harsh words, man.
They got a lot of crazy people in this world, man.
I will write you a very stern letter.
Thanks for the call. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. Let's continue. We got Graham on the line in Pennsylvania listening on his phone. Hello, Graham.
Yeah, about that one woman who called earlier about the latex gloves. Basically, yeah, what she said is true because I currently work as a as a janitor at a local hospital.
Yep.
It's my job to go around and collect all the medical waste in red biohazard bags, and I'm constantly having to wear 2 or 3 gloves. I got to change those latex gloves every couple minutes.
Every time you pick up a new bag, basically, you got to use a new pair of gloves, right?
Yeah, and it's not just a few bags. It could be dozens and dozens and dozens of bags, some of which weigh 30 or 40 pounds of surgical medical waste.
Yep. You got to be aware. You got to think. You got to be paying attention, especially if you want to make sure that, you know, you protect yourself in this situation. Thank you, Graham. I appreciate it. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. You can't rely on other people to do it for you.
You got
to
take responsibility for yourself.
That is if you buy this whole thing. And I,
well, just in life.
Yeah, I don't know if I do. Yeah, I agree with you on that case. But in this case, I don't know what to believe. 855-450-FREE, like freedom. I know we're losing freedoms. That much is true.
Gold has definitely been on the move recently, and there is no more secure investment historically. McIlvany ICA has been helping people take delivery of precious metals and find storage options for decades. They've helped thousands of investors with their precious metal IRAs. Call ICA today for your free portfolio review at 800-525-9556 or download their free report online at icagoldsilver.com to learn how you can double your gold and silver ounces even within an IRA. 800-525-9556. icagoldsilver.com.
I can definitely say that I have found the best cryptocurrency wallet. Certainly the best named one. I'm Mark Edge, and I love the Edge wallet. I've been using it for the last few months. You can buy, sell, trade, and hold your cryptocurrency securely. I trust my holdings of all the major cryptocurrencies to Edge wallet, and you should too. No long phrases to memorize, just a username and password. Secure your freedom with Edge wallet. Get it now on Apple or Android in the App Store or at edge.app.
Bitcoin.com has launched a trading platform at local.bitcoin.com, allowing you to buy or sell Bitcoin Cash via dozens of payment methods like PayPal, Venmo, bank deposit, remittances, or meeting in person with cash. There are no ID requirements to sign up for and use the site, and all communications between buyers and sellers are encrypted. Finally, a global trading platform that respects your privacy. Visit local.bitcoin.com to get started trading Bitcoin Cash. local.bitcoin.com.
The next generation wallet is coming from Divvy. In just a few taps, you'll be able to send, earn, spend, and exchange digital money in seconds. Send money around the globe with only a swipe. Instantly exchange between Divvy, Bitcoin, and fiat right in the mobile app and withdraw directly to your bank account. Divvy already offers the first one-tap solution for earning passive income with crypto. Multi-tiered masternodes allow everyone to partake in the network. Visit DivvyProject.org. DivvyProject.org.
Jose works on a farm. Safety is important. His boss calls 811 to determine where it's okay to dig. This protects Jose from hitting an underground line and from serious injury. Because Jose can't tell exactly where or how deep the lines are, he doesn't dig until 811 tells him it's safe. The most important thing is that Jose works safe and goes home to his family. For more information, visit farmsafe811.org. A message from the Pipeline Operators for Ag Safety Campaign.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
It's Free Talk Live. You can bring up whatever you want here. Live Saturday edition. New Jersey about to go into total lockdown status here in 40 minutes from now. We will get into the details on what that means. They've got an article over at NJ.com that explains it. With you tonight, it's Ian.
The Reverend Captain Kickass is also here.
Have you heard of Intercoin? Intercoin is working to make crypto go mainstream. It's designed to be scalable enough to support everyday payments and even elections without the state. If you missed your opportunity to get in on Bitcoin from the start, then here's your chance to join what might be the next revolution in money. You can check out intercoin.org, and if you like what you see, pick up some of those coins for yourself. Just as the Internet is a global network that connects local networks, Intercoin is a global currency platform that enables communities around the world to issue and manage their own currency so they may circulate it among their local population. Intercoin enables fintech innovation on the local community level, leading to stronger communities, greater sustainability, less poverty, and more productivity. You can check out intercoin.org, and Free Talk Live listeners must know that Free Talk Live has received $40,000 worth of tokens from Intercoin Incorporated for this advertising. There's a government mandate that says that we got to say that. So this is an interesting opportunity.
Yeah,
you can go
fine.
To intercoin.org to learn more about it.
Honesty is the best policy.
Let's go to John in Dover, Delaware, listening to WDOV. Hello, John.
Hello. I would first like to make a comment for the guy Jerome that had just called in. He calls every Saturday. I just wanted to let him know that he sounds really uneducated and he should go read a book. And he ought to stop being such a group thinker, and he ought to change the way that he thinks. And his points of view are really off, man. I just wanted to start by saying that.
Well, Jerome's just a partisan. I mean, Jerome is just as partisan on the left as many of some of our other callers are partisans on the right. I mean, he's the...
Yeah. I know, man. But did you hear what he said about the Trumps and the kids and everything else? And he wants them to get the vaccination and have it. Those people are gross, man. Anyway.
Are you familiar, though, with soap operas? Have you ever, like...
Exactly. I know, man. It's just disgusting.
Yeah, there are people who are literally addicted to soap operas, and they watch every episode, and who did what, and who's screwing who, and blah, blah, blah. And that's exactly what these partisan people are. To them, politics, the pomp and circumstance, the show, if you will.
The personalities.
Yeah, it is a reality TV show for them. It's a soap opera that they are addicted to.
But it's one that has consequences, at least. I mean, that much is true about it. You know, if you're watching The Young and the Restless or whatever it is it's on these days, you know, it doesn't matter if one character screws another one over. It's not going to affect your life. But what these people do in D.C. and state houses certainly does.
Absolutely.
So I can understand why people can obsess over these things, but to do it in such a partisan manner and so blind about what's actually going on, it's really sad. It's tragic.
And they're so brainwashed. It's sad to see that people are so easily brainwashed in this country by political parties and such. I the real reason I called, fellas, is because, like, I wanted to make a comment that, like, the only people that I know with the coronavirus are people that are being put on the newspapers and in the news on the television. I don't personally know one person that has the coronavirus. I don't personally know one person that knows one person that even knows one person that has it. Do you guys know of anybody that has the coronavirus personally?
No,
I do not.
However, I'll say this. You know, we are on the East Coast. You know, we're not on the West Coast where there's supposedly more of this stuff. But here's the real question.
Sure.
Do you know somebody who even knows somebody who's died from the coronavirus? Now, that's got to be even harder to find.
It's almost like this whole thing is a huge game that's being played on the American people to collapse the economic system in this country.
The game here is to see how far they can go. And how far they can push and see how far they can get away with.
How many more regulations can they put down amongst us? How much more can they chain us down to the laws and regulations that we're already chained
down? Not only that, what about putting businesses under, taking people out of business, destroying whole industries, destroying people's livelihoods?
How about collapsing the healthcare system? How about collapsing the healthcare system right now?
Well,
God, they can't handle it in the private sector. We need social
health. The government. We need the government.
People need... need to start paying a lot closer attention, man. People like Jerome that are fighting against the people that are trying to fight against the powers that be need to read a couple more books before they get a platform to speak upon.
Well, I mean, we're happy to let anybody speak on this platform, but thank you, John. I appreciate your opinions and thoughts. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE, like freedom.
There is a part of me that, we'll call it the conspiracy theorist inside of me, not that I am one, generally speaking, but the reaction, the overreaction to this thing did have me thinking for a minute.
You mean by the state?
Yeah,
actors
had me thinking for a minute. Well, maybe it isn't the flu, and maybe it's something far more dangerous, and they're just not telling us that it's far more dangerous.
No,
I don't think that's true. But it occurred to me for a minute, because what if it was some sort of weaponized, you know, super bug that they were planning to use, you know, for a military thing or whatever, and they accidentally let it out of this lab, right? Well, you know, what are you going to tell people? Oops, we accidentally let out a weaponized virus? Or are you going to tell them, oh, hey, there's this new form of the flu going around? And you know what I mean?
Yeah. Look, I mean, even the words that they use, like pandemic or epidemic and things like this, I mean, this is not widespread.
Yeah, it's not a pandemic.
It's not.
At this point.
It's not. I mean, the definition of epidemic, extremely prevalent. It's not.
Nope. What's the definition of pandemic?
Pandemic. I'm on dictionary.com here. It's prevalent throughout an entire country, continent, or the whole world. Epidemic over a large area. Now, look, just because you got one person in one state, geographic area, or even 10 of them, or a few dozen, is not a pandemic. It's not an epidemic. It's not.
Hey, if the coronavirus comes to Saipan, would it be a Saipandemic?
Ooh, nope. I don't think it would.
Okay.
Because it's not widespread. The toll-free number here is 855-450-FREE. I want to get into what's going on in New Jersey. They're going to be starting in a half an hour, locking down everybody in Jersey. But Brad's on the line here as well, listening in South Carolina to WRNN. Go ahead, Brad.
Be red.
Thank you for taking my call.
Yes, sir.
I just want to say that the facts don't support the actions that are being taken. And I believe it's just a plot to destroy the world economy and bring about a one world government and a one world dollar.
Yeah, I don't know if that's as far as they're going to go with it, but I could understand why you would think that. Because one of the things that I think keeps a one world government from happening is the fact that all these different government gangsters still want to have their little fiefdoms.
Yes.
They don't want to have somebody else having power over them.
The
right?
irony is that they have competition amongst themselves.
They do.
Yeah, it's
they
like
do.
The mafia when
they're
you know the
mafias.
Yeah, when you know one family tries to take out the head of the other family and so that they can have their territory.
Yeah, I don't think the whole one world government thing is likely, because these gangsters have their territory and they realize that a one world government would mean they would cede their power to somebody higher than them.
I believe there are things going on behind the scenes that we don't know about, and they do have a plan, and this is not an accident. This is planned. They created the virus, and I believe they created a vaccine, and they're just seeing how far they can go with it.
Well, I'll tell you one thing. I am not putting that vaccine in my veins. No, thank you. Don't want anything to do with it. I think, Brad, you're on to something there. I do appreciate hearing from you. Thank you for the call tonight. There's more coming up. 855-450-FREE like freedom. You can join us for the live Saturday edition of Free Talk Live. Continues.
Remember when you first heard about Bitcoin? How long did it take you to realize this little project would soon change the world? Do you kind of wish you had gotten involved sooner? Well, now is your chance to be part of the next revolution in money. Intercoin is working to finally make crypto go mainstream. It's designed to be scalable enough to support everyday payments and even elections without the state. Bitcoin was originally supposed to be a peer-to-peer cash system, the way we would all pay one another without having to trust any third party. But instead, over time, it mostly became a store of value. That's because every 10 minutes, the Bitcoin network must put all transactions into a block. And that block can only hold so much. If crypto is to become mainstream, for everyone to use it in everyday payments, we need a new architecture. One that's as secure as Bitcoin while being far more scalable. Check out intercoin.org to find out more, and maybe pick up some of those coins for yourself.
USA Radio News with Wendy King.
New York Governor Andrew Cuomo says state officials are searching the world for medical supplies as coronavirus cases soar above 10,000 in that state. New York is reviewing 4 possible locations for temporary hospitals. New Jersey Governor Phil Murphy is taking a stand.
You can still take a walk outside, go buy groceries, or get takeout from the local restaurant you want to support. But if you do, continue to practice social distancing. But otherwise, we need you to stay at home.
President Trump says he's glad to see that Congress is making progress on a bill to help the stalled economy.
I think the Democrats and the Republicans are going to come up with a package that's going to be really something very special. It's going to help people. This is the first time there's ever been a case where you want people not to work. It's always, you know, you want to create incentive to work.
This is USA Radio News.
Tired of overpaying for the little blue pill? What if you could get the exact same results for just a fraction of the price, guaranteed? Well, now you can with Sildenafil, the active ingredient in the blue pill. With 20 milligram generic Sildenafil tablets, you get the exact same results for less than $2 per pill. And again, the results are guaranteed. That's right, absolutely guaranteed results for a fraction of the cost of the little blue pill. So give your wallet a break and call us toll free at 800-365-6017 to get your generic Sildenafil delivered discreetly to your door. And of course, while saving hundreds of dollars, you'll also be saving time by saying goodbye to those long, embarrassing pharmacy lines once and for all. Again, just call 800-365-6017 and get your generic Sildenafil with a 100% money-back guarantee. Getting your pills doesn't get any easier or cheaper than this, so call 800-365-6017 now.
The Hebo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. So it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, the Hebo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at shopsupertea.com or call 818-984-6100. That's shopsupertea.com or call 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Yeah! It's Free Talk Live. You bring up what you want here. Toll-free number 855-450-FREE, like freedom. That's
freedom!
855-450-3733. We've got the Discord call-in line rooms over at discord.lrn.fm. You can hop into one of those. You will sound almost like you are sitting here in the studio with us. And Ian and Captain Kickass here in that studio. We do have one station that airs this program. However, they are not on Saturday nights. One station in New Jersey that airs this program. They're
so
not
they're, the
on
folks
Saturdays.
In Jersey aren't even hearing us today.
Yeah, they're not hearing this episode of the show, but that doesn't mean we shouldn't talk about what's happening there.
Well, we got online folks listening too, so maybe somebody's...
Yeah. Well, it's also not just about the folks in New Jersey. It's about people everywhere knowing what's happening, knowing what these total lockdown states are doing. Because all they're doing is they're doing essentially carbon copying. You know, states do this all the time.
It is. It's politician see, politician do.
Right. Where one state will put in a smoking ban, and then another state will state government will see that, and they'll say, ooh. California got away with it. All right, let's try it here. And then they literally will do what they call boilerplate.
Yep.
They take the same stuff, the same legalese, the law.
Copy and paste.
Copy it from the other jurisdiction where it already exists, and then paste it in their jurisdiction. And they might make a few changes here and there and argue over some stuff, and then it goes into place. It's basically the same thing. So what's happening in Jersey is probably very, very similar to what's happening in California and Illinois and New York already.
Is it in effect now? Wasn't it at the bottom of the hour?
No, it's starting in 9 p.m. Eastern time. I want to just pause the phone call so we can get into this because I know if we just keep going wall-to-wall phone calls, we'll never actually get to tell you this. So New Jersey, according to NJ.com, which is a big news source out of Jersey, will go into virtual lockdown mode starting Saturday night. And I don't know why they're using the term virtual, because it's a lockdown. After Governor Phil Murphy announced he is ordering all people to stay at home except for necessary travel and mandating that all non-essential retail businesses in the state close until further notice to help battle the spread of the coronavirus. Here's a look at what the executive order means. People are limited to traveling only for essential needs, such as food, groceries, or medicine. If they have a job at a business that is still open to visit family, and again, they've mandated almost all businesses to close, to visit family and close friends, or to seek medical attention. You can also go outside for walks or exercise. Except for the essential workers, the governor wants everyone off the roads and specifically urged people not to go to the Jersey Shore if they have part-time residences there. We expect people to stay home, Murphy said during a news briefing today at Rutgers, Newark. We want you off the roads. That's now 24 hours. We don't want you out there, period. Murphy has already indefinitely shuttered a number of businesses amid the outbreak, including indoor malls, movie theaters, casinos, gyms, amusement parks, barbershops, salons, libraries, and more. He also limited restaurants to takeout and delivery, and now it extends to the vast majority of retail businesses.
Did they just copy and paste this out of, like, the prison rules?
Well, that's where you hear the term lockdown, by
yeah.
the way. Whenever I was in jail for civil disobedience for a couple of months here in New Hampshire, and one of the things they would do is they'd come into the cell block, they'd yell, "Lockdown!" And then you got to go in your cell,
right.
go stay in your cell. They might send some guards around to check on you
yeah.
and make sure.
Well, you were reading the
there.
Part about, you can go outside for some exercise. That's yard time.
Yeah, that's right.
You know, like, how long is the yard period? Is it only from noon until 1?
Mm-hmm.
You know, how much yard time do I get, officer?
Well, you can go out and get some exercise, but the governor's office also said that golf courses must close. So, sorry if you thought you were going to go out and get some, walk around the golf. Of course, you can't do that. Retail businesses allowed to remain open include grocery stores, food banks, pharmacies, medical marijuana dispensaries, gas stations, auto mechanics and repair services, convenience stores, banks, hardware and home improvement stores, laundromats, dry cleaners, printing and office supply shops, pet stores, stores that sell supplies for young children, and mail and delivering shops. Restaurants, bars, and liquor stores that provide takeout and delivery can also stay open. Manufacturing, industrial logistics, ports, heavy construction, shipping, food production, food delivery, and other commercial operations may continue operating, but they must keep staff at a minimal level on site to make sure, quote, essential operations can continue, unquote. Medical facilities can continue to operate. Child daycare centers will also remain open. Murphy has said many children and essential workers need a place to watch their children. So are they keeping the children 6 feet away from one another within the daycare center? Oh, no, little Billy, you can't play with Tommy over there.
Wait, you know how they have, like, the leashes for kids?
With the, yeah.
You know, for, like, moms to, like, you know, so little Bobby doesn't run too far away or whatever?
Just tether them all.
Well, what if you just had, like, you know, sort of a, I don't know, think of, like, a hula hoop or something with, like, sticks sticking out of it that keep the kids exactly 6 feet away from each other?
Or they'll poke them.
Yeah.
They poke each other. The governor's office also said landscaping businesses, hotels, and kids don't carry germs or anything like that, so it's totally fine to let all the kids play together in the daycare centers.
And then take them home.
The governor's office said also landscaping businesses, hotels, and veterinarians are allowed to stay open. Other businesses should allow people to work from home if possible, said the governor. Murphy has also barred any public gatherings, parties, funerals, concerts, etc. He at first limited them to 250 people, then reduced it to 50 people. Now all are prohibited. So, sorry. You can't go hang out with anybody. And not that there's anywhere to go anywhere. Everything's closed. The decision is not an easy one, and it pains me that important life moments will not be celebrated the way we're accustomed
to. That's a lie. It was totally easy for him to do it.
Our singular goal is to make sure we get through this emergency. It's an emergency, Captain. You can safely gather with friends and family later and enjoy many more wedding and birthdays to come. Well, you tell that to all the people who actually had a wedding scheduled. My ex-girlfriend, Renee, had a wedding scheduled in May of this year, and even though she hasn't yet confirmed with the venue that it has been officially canceled by the venue, because, again, the government in New Hampshire has not gone this far yet and has not canceled everything from happening everywhere for an indeterminate period of time. But a lot of people have already told her they're not coming because, like, her family members or whatever have told them they're not coming because of this.
Well, I'm plugged in on the social media to a whole bunch of artists, musicians specifically.
Right.
And I can't tell you the number of tours that have been canceled. Just outright canceled. Like, even the bands that wanted to continue, they're like, no, we don't care. We're going to go on tour anyway. They can't because the venues have closed.
This decision is not an easy one, he says. Going on, who is considered an essential worker? Healthcare and medical services workers, members of the media, law enforcement agencies, federal government workers, those who work at businesses are allowed to remain open. This goes into effect in 20 minutes from now. How long will it last? Again, the story here at NJ.com.
Way longer than they say it's gonna.
Murphy says that's unclear. He expects the crisis will be, quote, measured in weeks to months. This is not next week.
Like Godfather Carlin taught me, I have one rule. It's a very important rule, and it is that I don't believe anything the United States government tells me. Nothing. Nada. Not a thing. So this guy is, and usually when they say this stuff, whenever the government puts in something that takes away more of your freedoms, it always says it's going to be temporary, but then it turns out to be permanent.
Yep. And if they can do this once and get away with it, then and if all it takes is some people to get sick here and there to put everybody into lockdown mode, then get ready because they're going to bring this back again and again
and again
and again
and again.
He says, what if people don't comply? Murphy didn't provide specifics on what the penalties would be, but he did say, quote, if folks are monkeying around, we will take action.
Government only has one tool, and that's violence to gain your compliance.
He has also said any businesses that don't comply will be prosecuted for a disorderly persons offense at the local level. Officials say the more people keep their distance from each other, known as social distancing, it will help slow the spread of the virus. State Health Commissioner says social distancing is the key to stopping this.
I really hate that phrase.
Me too.
Social, it's not, that's an oxymoron. It's like jumbo shrimp or military
intelligence.
Yeah, you
can't be social at a distance.
Right. It's anti-social distancing.
A NJ Advanced Media analysis of data from Rutgers University shows in a worst-case scenario with the minimal amount of social distancing, 1 in 7 people could contract the virus. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. You can bring up what you want, what's happening where you are, and how are you feeling about it. You can join us here. Are you feeling safe? That's what they want you to feel.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow. And like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Attention, fellow Americans. We are now at an all-time high risk of illnesses due to pathogens and viruses. So it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. Do it with new nanocolloidal silver from AmeriCare. Using a patented process with tiny silver particles 1/100th the size of a red blood cell that allows for maximum absorption, AmeriCare's nanocolloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it inhibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, AmeriCare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever at around $1 a day. But supplies are limited. Purchase nanocolloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Hi. I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. You can bring up what you want here. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. There is no more social gatherings allowed in the state of New Jersey. It used to be a limit on 250, then went to 50. Now it's at zero at this point.
In 10 minutes.
10 minutes from now.
12 minutes, I guess.
Yeah. At 9 o'clock Eastern time, the new order goes into place. It's lockdown in the state of New Jersey. And I did pull up the governor's order here from NJ.gov. So the article I was reading before was the NJ.com news site about this order. There was one thing that I was curious about, because it was a pretty comprehensive article.
So you're looking at the actual order now?
Looking at the actual order. Because I was wondering if they were going to enforce so-called social distancing. Remember, no one is forcing you to go outside.
Right.
No one is forcing you to go to the grocery store. You can hire someone to do that. They have a thing called Instacart. They have DoorDash. They got all these different things where people can go out. There are people who will go and buy the things for you, and they can just leave them on your front porch. You don't even have to touch the person when they get there. So if you want to put all that stuff into place for yourself, that's fine. The other aspect of this order going into effect 12 minutes from now is, when in public, individuals must practice social distancing and stay at least 6 feet apart whenever possible, excluding immediate family members, caretakers, household members, or romantic partners. Okay. So you can still hold hands with your lover or your family members as you are walking down the street.
So if I'm at a store buying something and it's behind the counter and the clerk has to hand it to me, that's violating the social distance.
Well, they have whenever possible in here.
Whenever possible.
Right. So that means, because earlier I was like, well, if you're walking down the sidewalk, that means you might have to jump out in the road to avoid being 6 feet.
It would be possible. They could chuck you the item over the counter.
Mm. So that's where we're at here, and it's not going to end with New Jersey.
I just imagine somebody interpreting these new rules and laws in the most heinous and incorrect possible way.
By the way, I want to say thank you to Ryan Johnson, who is a Free Talk Live Silver Amplifier. Ryan is supporting the show through the AMP program. AMP stands for Advertise, Market, and Promote. It is a way for you to get help us get on more radio stations around the United States. We're on over 200 stations now. We can be on 300. It is possible if you like the message of freedom that we spread here on Free Talk Live, because I guarantee you there aren't very many other shows out there talking about it like we are. A lot of the other ones out there are all about the government, all about the orders, all about the safety. Got to do what you can, do what you're told. And I think that if you want freedom, this is a very scary situation.
I just want to tell our listeners, too, that as near as I can tell, we are the only game in town. I feel incredibly privileged just to be sitting here and being able to, you know, say these things into a microphone
right.
and broadcast to
and
you
have
because
people hear them.
Because in a minute, it's going to go away if you're not careful with the way things are going and that all these new tyrannical
right.
measures are being put in place.
Yeah,
they're not going to go away anytime soon. It's going to get worse.
Yeah, well, we still have a semblance of free speech for now, but actually, Captain, there's stories also about the Justice Department looking for new powers to get rid of basically courts and you know, any kind of public trials and things like that. So we'll get into it. There was actually a story in New Hampshire where they had a trial about three people who had sued the governor's office or sued the state over his ban on public gatherings. The trial was held in secret. Without, well, oh, it was okay because they let News Channel 9 watch it telephonically or through some sort of
video. Well, then they should have broadcast it to the entire internet.
Yeah, well, look, but that's still not a public trial because what about people who don't have the internet? What about somebody who wants to go in and sit and watch as it's happening?
Yeah.
But let's go to your phone calls and thoughts. We'll talk about what's going on with the Justice Department coming up here. It's pretty scary stuff. I know you had one version of that story if we get to it. But we literally have loaded phones, so if you're on hold, we're going to get to you. Let's go first to Roland. He's in Grand Forks, North Dakota. You're on Free Talk Live, Roland.
Right. It's a privilege to talk to you guys this evening.
Thanks.
I thought I'd give you an update on North Dakota. I'm kind of more involved than the average citizen here because I'm actually a candidate for Congress this year. But I've been trying to strike back for freedom on this whole coronavirus thing.
Tell me how.
We need to be concerned, but I think it's way overblown. And what makes a lot of confusion is the fact that we have so many conflicting people saying they're in charge. I mean, we have the World Health Organization that says, well, travel restrictions aren't needed. We have the CDC that comes up with, maybe we should, maybe we shouldn't. We have Donald Trump that has his conflicting guidelines. We have state guidelines. We have now city guidelines, too. And everybody and his uncle is declaring a state of emergency.
Mm-hmm.
And quite often the states and the declarations are contrary to each other.
Saying there, Roland? What are you hearing from people? Are they buying all these claims? Are they frustrated with, are there restrictions in place? Can you still go to a restaurant in North Dakota?
Well, we closed the restaurants down and the gyms and whatnot a couple of days ago. We can still go to the grocery stores. We can still drive around, buy gas and whatnot. We go to a restaurant, which has to be takeout, of course, which is ridiculous because even before this, you go to a restaurant, there may be three or four people sitting in an entire restaurant like
right.
that's a crowd.
I'm sorry, I don't mean to interrupt, but since you're a candidate for...
Our restriction now is 10 people for a crowd, and, this is North Dakota. We have to import a couple people from Minnesota if we want to get 10 people.
All right, so since you're a candidate for public office, can you tell me the difference between the rules that are in place now for your lockdown for your state and outside of there being, like, military personnel on the streets? What's the difference between your rules now and martial law?
Well, martial law would probably have a little bit more legality to it. I mean, this whole thing that especially our governor recently passed is a bunch of baloney. I mean, first of all, we got to declare a disaster. And under state law, a disaster means an occurrence of widespread or severe damage, injury, or loss of life. Well, we have had no loss of life. We have had no severe damage. This was initially promulgated a couple weeks ago, we only had one case in an entire state. Now we're up to 28, but nobody's in the hospital. No one has died. So how can this be a disaster? Eventually, we probably will be, but I think we're probably a month away from that yet.
Roland, thanks for calling. Thanks for sharing your thoughts. I appreciate it. Toll-free number 855-450-FREE. Dan is in Texarkana. Dan, you're on Free Talk Live. Listen to KTFS.
Hey.
Hey, Dan.
Hello.
You're on the air.
Yeah. I just wanted to say
I'm 72 years old, and I ain't never seen anything like this before.
I bet.
I think we've got a president who's using too much bravado, and he doesn't know that the Chinese people are not going to sit down and take what we've been taking. And whoever's in charge of this policy with China regarding the trade tariff, man, they messed this one big time. That's all I wanted to say. Thank you.
All right, Dan. Thanks for the call tonight. Toll-free number 855-450-FREE. Let's go to Jim. He's in Charleston, South Carolina, listening to WTMA. Hello, Jim.
Hey, guys. Great program.
Thanks.
I have to say I'm completely disgusted with the reaction, the authoritarian reaction to this.
Thank goodness we're not alone on this.
Yeah.
Charleston's heavily dependent on the hospitality industry.
Yep.
And they are shutting down places and shuttering them and only allowing them to do takeout. They shut the beaches today on an 85-degree day.
Wow.
I just want to know, when is it time for noncompliance? When is it time for these businesses to go, you know what? Enough of the nonsense. I keep hearing about exponential growth of this. Do people not understand exponential? Because if you have 1,000 people that are dead, one exponential turn is 1,000,000. And it's not happening.
That's right.
Okay?
Right.
So at some point, people are going to have to wake up and live their lives. And like you guys said before, what are they doing?
It's to answer your question.
Oh, you mean like the flu? Like every other virus that comes
right,
back in the
right.
fall? That kills 16,000 of us every year?
Right. To answer your question, disobedience is always in order as far as the tyrannical, you know, musings of those folks called the government.
But the thing is, Captain, it's hard to be the first one to go.
It is.
Because
right.
in business, you know, a lot of these business owners, especially restaurants specifically, bars, yeah. these guys have beer and wine licenses. They have liquor licenses issued to them by the state. They have health code licenses issued to them by the state. So one of the problems with this society, and I totally agree with where you're coming from on this, Jim, I'm in total favor of noncompliance and civil disobedience. I've done some myself, but I didn't have a business with employees on the line when I did mine. It was just personal civil disobedience that I did. In these guys' cases, they all crossed the T's and they dotted the I's and they went and they got right. their state paperwork and they got their licenses. And they know that if they step out of line, the state will pull their licenses from them. And they'll, you know, now they won't be able to sell liquor legally. Now, that doesn't mean that they couldn't try to sell it illegally, but they know what happens if they do. And hang on, if you want to continue the discussion, Jim, because I've got a related story. A story out of Cincinnati, actually, where a bar has now been boarded up by the police for continuing to serve food.
God.
There's more coming up. Hour 3 is next.
So now I've got this pack of 4 Shar Pei rescue dogs, Jimmy, Coco, another Shar Pei, one pug who is Joe. I have stuck with the Dinovite for, oh my goodness, probably 5-6 years.
DinoVite.com.
People remark on, really, how well my dogs look, what beautiful coats they've got. I tell them, yep, they get a regular diet of Dinovite with every meal.
Dinovite is nutrition.
All I have to do is say dog food. It's a pandemonium. They can be half asleep, and they're up and thrilled.
She just looks at all squeaky clean.
You don't need to wait until a problem presents itself. It's far better to keep the dog happy and healthy at all times.
Dinovite for life.
You won't believe how happy your dog will be.
People do ask how they get Dinovite. I tell them, I get my Dinovite from DinoVite.com.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need survivalist camps, the ultimate fully functional off-the-grid mobile survival bug out house that's well equipped and custom built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family survival to survivalistcamps.com.
We all have heard about the benefits of fish oils, but what about the presence of heavy metals, PCBs, dioxins, furans, and other contaminants found in fatty tissues of fish? GCNteam.com recognizes this risk and offers IFOS certified tested omega-3 fatty acids. EPA, DHA insist on IFOS omega-3 fatty acid certification. Get the best at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203.